So we're going to kind of look through, so what would we expect to see in the financial performance of a company as it starts to encounter some financial distress. So I guess we can start off. The agenda here is help you improve financial acumen. You know, the funny thing is I teach a lot in our exec ed where it's engineers or scientists and things who are much more proficient in math and things than we are in the business school. I actually started out in chemical engineering and then ended up transferring into business. Mainly, as you can tell, I've got this Texas accent. My counselor told me I had to have 2 years of a foreign language. I said, man, I'm struggling with English. I'm speaking Texan. What degree doesn't require a foreign language? They said business. So that's how I ended up in the business school. But most of the scientists and math people, so business is fairly easy. Most of the math is adding and subtracting. It's not difficult. What makes business difficult is jargon. Is the best thing I can advise you if you struggle with finance and accounting is to go to Google and download a glossary of terms. We use language very imprecisely. And if you come from a more precise math or engineering or science background, in your world, there's only one formula for standard deviation. There's only, pi is always 3.14, okay? In business, I can show you 12 different ways to calculate return on investment. That all yield the same number, but some add, some multiply, some divide. I mean, all kinds of things that get back to that same number. So there's a little secret handshake we have. To keep people like that out of our profession, we use the same, we call the same thing different names, okay? So I'm going to let you, we have this secret handshake of net income, earnings, and profit all mean the same thing. But I'll use them interchangeably throughout the day to keep people out of the profession things by using jargon. So